Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to getting up to speed on the big shifts happening now. Today, we're diving into something pretty huge. China's humanoid robot revolution. It's really kicking off.
Mm.
And there's this strong sense it could mirror their whole electric car moment, you know?
Exactly. That same playbook seems to be, in effect, massive government support, driving down costs, mastering the supply chain.
Right. So our mission today is to unpack how that EV blueprint is powering this push into humanoids and maybe figure out what it means for, well, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to be happening faster than many people think.
And a core piece of this, I think, is the ambition behind it. We're talking 24/7 operation for these robots.
24/7.
Yeah. It's not just automation. It's about creating these continuous self-managing assets, a workforce that just doesn't stop.
Doesn't need breaks, doesn't sleep, learns as it goes.
Precisely. It's a fundamental shift, moving from robots as just tools to robots as, I guess, tireless collaborators that really could unlock some unprecedented productivity.
That continuous operation idea, running without people stepping in, that feels like the end game, doesn't it?
It certainly seems to be a major goal, yes.
So what jumps out at you as the biggest hurdles to making that widespread? And how is China maybe tackling those?
Well, like you said, the EV success story is the template. It wasn't just luck. It was deliberate strategy. You had huge government backing. And we're seeing that again, reports of over $20 billion already in subsidies for robotics.
$20 billion. Wow.
And potentially $137 billion fund coming for AI and robotics startups. Plus, they got incredibly good at costs and vertical integration.
Controlling the whole chain, right?
Exactly. From the raw materials right through to the finished robot, they have local suppliers who can apparently get parts delivered in hours.
Hours? That's incredible speed.
Yeah, and something like 90% of the components made right there domestically. That gives them huge advantages in cost and speed. They're basically building this whole ecosystem very intentionally.
Okay, so that's the strategic side. What about the tech? We hear buzz about generative AI driving a, quote, tenfold leap in robotics. From a practical view, what tech is really essential for keeping these machines going 24/7?
Well, generative AI is definitely a big part of it. It's not just programming fixed routines anymore. It lets the robots learn from enormous amounts of data, adapt to things they haven't seen, even figure out new ways to do tasks. That speeds up development massively.
Okay, so they learn faster. But what about just keeping the lights on, literally, the 24/7 uptime?
Right. That's where autonomous power management becomes crucial. Ubitech's Walker S2 is a good example here. It uses hot swappable batteries.
Hot swappable.
Yeah. Think of it like a pit stop in Formula One, but for robots, it can swap out its battery pack automatically.
No human needed.
Not at all. It takes about 3 minutes, apparently. And the robot itself decides when it needs to charge or swap, and it stays powered during the swap. Almost zero downtime.
3 minutes. That really enables that continuous operation idea. And they're actually building these things at scale. It's not just lab experiments. I saw Ubitech is targeting, what, 1,000 units in 2025?
1,000 next year, aiming for over 10,000 by 2027. That's serious production volume.
Yeah, it's not small numbers.
And then there's the price. Unitree's G1 model is listed at around $13,600.
$13,000. Compared to, like, Tesla's Optimus, which people guess might be $50,000, $60,000.
Exactly. It's a massive difference. This kind of pricing means they aren't just for specialized industrial use anymore. We're already seeing them pop up in places you wouldn't expect. Chinese car factories, yes, like Zeekr, but also electronics plants, coffee shops.
Coffee shops.
Yeah, and even doing deliveries for 7-Eleven, riding the subway, apparently.
Wow. And the government's pushing this too.
Definitely. China's 2023 plan for elderly care mandates using AI and state procurement of robots reportedly jumped 4,500% just this year.
4,500%. Okay. So with these production numbers and that kind of pricing, how fast is this market growing?
The projections are pretty staggering. For China alone, the humanoid market is forecast to go from maybe $377 million this year to over $10 billion by 2029. That's potentially almost a third of the entire global market.
$10 billion in just 5 years.
And some analysts see the global market hitting maybe $5 trillion by 2050. It's moving from niche to potentially a core technology.
Okay, let's try and bring this back to the listener. Yeah. What does this rapid acceleration mean for you? I mean, first, there's the obvious one, jobs. If robots can work 24/7 for less, what does that do to labor markets? It's a big question.
It's a huge one.
Second, privacy. These things will be everywhere, collecting data constantly. Who controls that data? How secure is it?
Right, especially personal data in homes or healthcare settings.
And finally, there's the dual use issue. Tech developed for helping around the house or in a factory. Well, it could potentially be adapted for military purposes too, couldn't it? That adds a whole other layer of complexity.
Absolutely. These are all really critical things to think about as this technology rolls out.
So wrapping this up, it feels clear China isn't just joining the robotics race. They're really trying to set the pace. It does feel like an EV moment for humanoids is unfolding.
I think that's a fair assessment. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Consider the price trajectory. If these robots really do drop towards, say, $15,000 by 2050, maybe even sooner, largely thanks to that efficient Chinese supply chain, it fundamentally shifts them. They stop being just specialized industrial machines and start moving into widespread commercial use, maybe even into our homes. Think about how that kind of cost curve could reshape work, services, daily life, potentially much faster than many of us are currently imagining. What does that future look like, and are we ready for it?